All right, I really don't have anything to add other than I'm going to rule Brandon Whedon, Trent Richardson, Colt McCoy, Jordan Cameron, and Sheldon Brown. I'm going to rule them out. That being said, Thad Lewis will start, and Josh Johnson will back him up. At the other positions, the guys will just slide up. Okay? With that, I'll take your question.
How's Thad done this week?
He's done great. He's had a good week of practice. He's been preparing himself to play all year, even though he wasn't on the active roster. So we anticipate, and what we expect is that he goes out and plays winning football.
You talk about preparing the roster down for, game plan down for Josh Johnson. Do you have to do any of that for Thad?
No, I mean, Thad's going to go out and execute our plays. And if Josh has to go in and play, I'm certain he's going to execute the plays well that we call for him.
What about Sheldon? He has a long streak.
It's probably disappointing for him. Unfortunately, he had a concussion, and there's protocol. And, it's kind of out of our hands, he ran out of days to come back.
Pat, you just talk about the opportunity Monterio's going to get the start Sunday against the Steelers.
Yeah, no, he's excited. And, I've been happy with Monterio and what he's done this year. He obviously doesn't have the number of carries that he would have liked, but the ones he's had have been meaningful. And we use him as the starter, and Brandon Jackson will spell him much in the same way that we use Trent and Monterio. And then, of course, Chris Obanaya will play as well. So we'll use all three backs. We'll get them in there and let them do their thing.
Will Brandon or Colt need surgery?
No. I think I said that earlier in the week, but I'll tell you again.
Are there a couple things you point out to Thad about the Steeler defense that he needs to watch out for?
Well, I think, there's enough evidence of how they play. We have the first game against them, plus, their style of defense hasn't changed in years. And so what's important for Thad is to execute the progressions and get the ball off on time and not rush things, just be urgent and go play his game. And I think I'm confident he'll do that.
How glad are you that you were able to keep Brandon this year and the fact that you're going to need him Sunday, Jackson?
Well, yeah, I've been pleased with what he's done all year. Unfortunately, he would have liked to have been playing, but he's had a good week of practice. He's been very professional about all this. He stayed positive about his role, and I anticipate when he gets in there, we'll get some good snaps out of him.
Pat, can you just talk about the secondary? With Sheldon out, Buster and Trevin are going to be in there playing a lot more. What kind of growth have you seen from those guys, and what can, getting this experience do for them?
Well, I think both of them have played quite a bit this year. And so what I would expect them to do is, again, go out there and play winning football and build on the reps that they've had so far.
Do you look at this as more of a challenge as a head coach to play with, to coach these guys who really haven't had a lot of playing time?
Any different than every game this year?
Yeah.
No. We're putting a team out there, and we're going to do what we can to win on Sunday. And I think that's the challenge. And I know our guys are excited to go down there and play. We would love to end the season with a victory. And we know that will only happen if we go down there and play winning football.
Now that it's officially over, how do you assess Whedon's legacy?
Well, I think that's a question for probably next week. But there's a lot of things that I'm very, very happy about watching him play. And then, of course, now that he's had a season under his belt, he'll come back here in the off season. Much like a lot of quarterbacks in this league that went on to have really good careers, just pick one. They all had rookie years where they were much better in their second year. And I think he's shown quite a bit this year that that's good.